the MP for Putney, Southfields, Roehampton and a Wimbledon fan, and I've been involved in this development since it was first made public, and I was really open-minded about the application at the start. I've held several public residence meetings during COVID and spoken about it with hundreds of people on the doorstep, and most recently spoke at the absolutely packed public meetings. But there is widespread opposition and huge strength of feeling evidenced by the petition signed by 21,000 people. The application fails to prove the very special circumstances, in our opinion. If this goes ahead, it sets a dangerous London-wide and national precedent for development on the Greenbelt, and it means permanent loss of this park for us. The London plan says that development that involves loss of metropolitan open land in return for the creation of a new open space elsewhere will be not considered appropriate, that kind of deal being done. And here, Alltech are attempting to do a deal. They're just providing 28% of that land is for this publicly open park, which isn't actually open for some of the year during the championships. It will be a car park. And 72% of the land will be permanently lost to this overdevelopment. So local people are the losers in this deal, and that's not how metropolitan open land should be approached. There's no guarantee that the remaining part of this park, that little part that's public, will remain undeveloped in future years as well, and we're very concerned that there isn't a long-term protection, that the 106 agreement could be put aside, and that this land will actually be developed on in the future, and it won't be protected land. The London plan also says that metropolitan open land development should be limited to small-scale structures to support outdoor open space, but this 8,000-seater stadium is clearly outside that agreement. And the mitigation is supposed to be detailed community use arrangements, but that list of community use arrangements is not community use. The seven courts is derisible. It's just for a few weeks of the year, a few tickets. It's most of that list given as community use is there to manage access to the championship and not provide real community use for us at all. And my final point is that there is a very viable alternative which would give economic gains and environmental protection, and that is to develop the land in Roehampton to keep the qualifiers there, next to the National Tennis Centre. It would be really welcomed in Roehampton, alongside the renewal plans that we have for Roehampton. There is a viable plan that was never addressed by Wimbledon and has been dismissed far too easily in this application. I'll leave it to others to talk about the considerable environmental damage that will be caused by this. And I urge you to reject these plans today.